Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I am a summer lover. This is Lisa Davis, by the way. My lovely co-host Andrea is off today, and I am going to milk it for all of its worth. Now, I just stole that from our guest, Justine Santinello, who just said that to me just before we came on the air. And Justine is a multimedia lifestyle contributor, and she is fabulous, and she joins us now. Hi, Justine.
Hi, good morning, or I should actually say this afternoon.
Yeah, it's so great to have you on, Justine. So today we're going to be talking about seaside and poolside must-haves and must-leave-behinds, because I have to say, my daughter and I go to this pond that's right in our town. We're so blessed. I mean, it's literally less than a mile away, and you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's surrounded by trees, and it's totally fabulous. But I feel like I have so much stuff with me, and it's just a pain. So what do we need? What don't we need? Give us the whole scoop, Justine.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that people feel limited. They feel like they need to cut a lot of things out. But the truth is, it's really about getting more organized. So when you're thinking about your beach bag, or maybe you're going to the pool or the lake, whatever it may be, it's actually about rethinking your beach bag into three separate bags. And I know now you're probably thinking, oh boy, now I'm adding two bags. That sounds like even more stuff.
Are you coming with me to help me carry them, Justine?
Two out of the three bags are small, so you can actually place them into your larger beach tote. So I'm not giving you more stuff. I'm helping you to be more organized. These three bags that I'm referring to are a cooler bag. Now, it doesn't have to be a huge cooler unless you're going with a large group of people. It can be a smaller lunch size cooler bag, a small travel pouch, and then your actual large beach tote. So the cooler bag and the small travel pouch are on the smaller to medium size, so they can actually fit into your larger beach tote. But it's going to help to keep you more organized, because you have certain things that you want to be putting into each bag.
Yes, that is true. And I have to say, I make the mistake of throwing everything in one bag. And then a couple weeks ago, the sunscreen opened, and the goggles, my earplugs, my swim cap, the lunch, the towels, everything was covered in sunscreen. Now, we were only a mile from home, so we got to go home and get clean stuff. But if you're schlepping out to the beach or somewhere far, it's not that convenient. So I'm guessing the travel bag would have the sunscreen. Is that...
So the smaller travel pouch, now you can find these very easily at, let's say, the drugstore or one of the bigger chain stores like a Target. They have tons of them, very inexpensive. You could have a little fun here, ladies. You could get it in a cute pattern or color. And then, you know, when the fall and the winter starts to come, you can then transfer that small travel pouch into your pocketbook or to your briefcase. Now, in here, this is what you want to be putting in those smaller beauty and hygiene items, in case of emergency items. And the real point here is that, I don't know about you, but for me, when I go to the beach, which is one of my favorite things to do in the summer, I'm lucky enough to be close to a beach. After my day at the beach, I'm going out somewhere. I'm usually not going all the way back home. I'm meeting friends at a barbecue at their place, or going out to one of the beach restaurants or bars. So the point of this travel pouch is to keep items with you so that you don't have to go home. You can freshen yourself up and then go out afterwards. So things like, let's say, oil blotting sheets, because we tend to get very oily in our T-zone when we're out in the sun all day, or a lip balm that has SPF in it. A lot of people think if they bring just a regular suntan lotion, they're covered, but I always recommend bringing a lip balm that has SPF specifically. You're going to need that. Your lips are one of the first areas to burn.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. And I feel like such a fool, because I am so good about sunscreen. And this entire summer, I completely forgot about. I even bought some chapstick or lip balm with SPF, and I just completely forgot. So for the rest of the summer, I will put it in my bag and on my lips.
Yeah, you need those things. Let's say hair ties or hair clips for ladies. And then some things that people don't think about, but these are two of my kind of must-have items that I bring with me. One are, have you ever seen in the drugstore, they're not wipes like we think of for our hands, but they're actually cooling body cloths. The purpose of them is to actually physically cool your body down, in addition to helping you remove sweat. I know that Bond makes a good one, and you can find these things right in the aisle that you would find your deodorant. They're actually cooling wipes to physically cool your body down.
Ooh, that's nice. I haven't heard of those. I mean, one thing that I have to have is I can't stand the feeling of sunscreen on my face, especially that's been there a long time. And I usually will reapply after I swim. So I always bring some sort of face wash, even a little container with me, and just find a restroom that hopefully has warm water. I hate trying to get the sunscreen off with cold water, but you do what you got to do. But that's something that, especially if I was going out afterwards.
Yeah, and you know what? You're lucky then if where you're going you can find a restroom. That's not always available if you're going somewhere, and if it is, maybe it's not one you necessarily want to be going in. These can be used for the face. They can be used for the body. Again, the whole point is to be able to freshen yourself up here. So little items like those, and also first aid items, maybe Band-Aids, one of those small little first aid kits. These things can all easily go into your small travel pouch, and now you're set no matter what, for beauty reasons, but also just in case of emergency as well.
Now, what types of food do you like to bring if you're going to be there all day?
So for your cooler bag, because we're not bringing, you know, a huge cooler, you want to kind of keep things small. One of my biggest tips that I like to give people actually for the cooler bag is one of the things that's going to take up a lot of space in your cooler are drinks. Different water bottles, different, let's say, soda cans, whatever it may be that you prefer, those take up a ton of space. So instead, bringing little packets of, let's say, iced tea or Crystal Light, this way you could just bring water bottles. But if you're with people who, let's say, don't like water, they want options, you have those packs with you in your cooler bag. They hardly take up any space. And now you can offer options without having to bring extra drinks.
Yeah, because who wants to carry more stuff?
Exactly. And the best part about something like that is you can pack it in today. Let's say you're prepping for your weekend trip, pack a bunch of those in there, and then you're set. You don't need to keep repacking them. Just put a bunch in there. It's going to last you for the next few weeks, and then you have options on you. I know that if you're bringing guests with you, maybe they want something besides water. Maybe the kids want something besides water. And then, you know, the key here with the cooler bag is that you want to be avoiding things like beach vendors, snack bars, boardwalk shops. They're all extremely overpriced, as we know, because they know that you're going to pay it. And also the foods tend to be very heavy, fried foods, unhealthy foods. And you don't want to be eating things like that when you're out in the heat and the sun all day. You want light, healthy snacks. I like to do roll-ups as opposed to having to bring a whole big salad. I'll do, let's say, turkey and cheese roll-ups. They take up a lot less space in the cooler bag. Fruit snacks, dried fruits as opposed to fresh fruits, because, you know, even though they're in the cooler, you're out in the hot heat all day. Maybe they're in your car. You want things that are going to be able to withstand the heat.
You know, speaking of coolers, I got this great one at Whole Foods recently that was really soft, and it was on the bigger side, but it works great. I love it. And I actually preferred it to like the harder coolers because you can kind of smush it down a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought that up because there are a lot of great options when it comes to cooler bags. And actually, there are insulated large beach cooler bags. So they look a lot like, you know, your beach bag, your beach tote, but they're actually insulated. So you can hold food in there in addition to your basic items. Also, insulated water bottles are great to have if you're not bringing a big cooler with you as well.
Well, Justine, it's been so much fun having you on. I wish we could go to the beach together, not just so you'll carry my stuff, but because I think we'd have...
I wish that we could, too. It's absolutely my favorite thing to do. And you know, just as a last point, guys, for your large beach tote, just make sure that it's something that's lined on the inside and has inner pockets as well.
Oh, I love that. Well, you can learn more about the wonderful Justine at JN Santanella. Let me spell that for you. So JNSANTANIELLO. Justine, you'll have to come back. This was super fun. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy here on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Be sure to check out our other shows here on the program. And it's good stuff. So thank you for listening. Take care and stay well.